every time I write, it's coming from my experiences, and it's coming from what's going on around me, what I see, what I feel, the challenges I'm facing, and my response to that. Songwriting allows me to be reflective and introspective at the same time.
I was talking to someone earlier who said that he didn't gauge the success of any of his composing by anything but if he knew it came from a true place inside.
Yeah, it has to come from an honest place, absolutely. Otherwise, you won't sing the song. You won't go out and perform the song anywhere with any kind of conviction.
You write about relationships.
Yes.
Like Son of My Life.
Yeah.
And could you talk about that song and the conviction you feel?
So Son of My Life is talking about a relationship and what a relationship should be. A good relationship feeds you. It supports you. A true partner should be like the sun that nurtures and celebrates your growth and changing. And Son of My Life comes from a place where that's very much, you know, what I want to happen. When you find that person that kind of completes you and adds to the feeling of wholeness.
And I swear to you, I'll be true to you. Cause you are the one I've been waiting for. Been through the minor, now we major. Now I have a clue. I better pay what's due. The sickness and health, riches and the poor. I will look out to go for something more.
Son of My Life reflects on a relationship of yours, but you've also written about old love. In other words, your parents.
Yeah. So the song Brand New was inspired by my parents and their love for one another, and just seeing them through the years be in love with each other and seeing how old their love is, but how it still makes them very brand new. Like how my dad always says, hey, do you know my girlfriend? And I'm like, what girlfriend? It's like, my girlfriend right here. And he'll pull my mom close and give her a kiss. And of course, you know, us kids are like, oh, ew, yeah. But in the inside, you're smiling and giggling because you just see how it makes them feel and look so happy and so young. So that's the inspiration for Brand New, going from that old love, always making any type of love, old or young, always making you feel brand new, no matter how old the love is.
Oh, 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 you, you make me feel brand new. All the years melt away. Smile at me and say, oh, 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 you make me feel brand new. All the years melt away. Smile at me and say, oh, 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 all you need, I believe it too. But there's much more I want to do for you. Don't you ever doubt, I love to hiss the spark, and I'll kiss you now, how I kissed you at the start, with every part of me, oh, 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 you.
Kashimana, you write a lot about love, but you're moved by what's going on in society, and sometimes you write about those things.
The music sometimes pours out of me, especially when it's in response to what I'm seeing in society and what I've experienced in society. For example, like Only Human, which talks about becoming a mother and going through the healthcare system and all the newness and the ups and downs of that, and the struggle of going through that and still keeping a positive outlook.
you feel sometimes that dealing with a system like that is kind of like dealing with a machine?
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of like dealing with a machine or just being treated like a number on a chart and needing at the same time to be treated as a human.
This is the beginning, kind of feeling like an alien, push to all my emotions, so excited, terrifying. Will I make the right decision? What the hell is that I'm spelling? Besides the twist and turning with this new life in the moment. See me laughing, see me crying, see me out of space, and swimming from the world to the phone with the fact that I'm all dealing. Fact that I'm too far from perfect. Far, far too far from perfect. But I'm only human. Only human. Only human.
Gosh, Imana, sometimes you write about love in a really detailed way, and sometimes about what's going on in society around you, and then sometimes just about kicking back and having a good time.
Exactly. You and the Corona is about that, and it's about just enjoying, being present, and being in a moment, and enjoying life. And not needing too much to enjoy life. You know, we're in a society where so much is about like what you got and what you don't got. And this is about being present, being in the moment, enjoying who you're with and enjoying life and just chilling.
All I want is you and a Corona. Fall into my arms, let me be your Madonna. Kiss me like you care before we end this affair. I don't wanna run around like little ants on a hill. I don't wanna pretend like I've got somewhere else to be. Can't you see the view right now? Stay with me, won't you live with me?
Kashi Mana and Friends performs at Jazz Central Studios in Minneapolis Thursday, January 30th at 8 p.m. For information, the web address is kashimana.com. Kashi Mana is also on Facebook and Instagram. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Before we end this affair.